Hello?
Yes.
Yes, this is Coos County Sheriff's Office in Colusa,
yes,
California.
Ma'am.
And where am I calling?
Seattle, Washington.
Seattle, Washington.
Yes.
Okay, we've got a reporting of a UFO. You want it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, approximately 3:23 a.m. this morning, we're out watching their goats because they've had a lot of thefts.
Uh-huh.
And they're kind of staking the place out, and they called in what they believe very seriously to be believed to be a UFO. And it's described as it was about a quarter of a mile high in the air, and it was headed northeast.
And this was one object?
And one object, and they said it was traveling approximately 1,000 miles per hour.
Uh-huh.
And they only seen it for about 3 seconds. And it was oblonged with a bright white light. And then as it passed over him, it faded to a light blue. And then as it went by, you know, it was just a couple of seconds, but as it went by, it appeared as if a real bright blue light behind a bunch of little windows.
Okay.
And it didn't make a sound. No sound at all.
What time did that occur again?
Okay, approximately 3:23 this morning.
3:23, okay.
It was approximately 35, 40 feet across.
Okay. Did you have their telephone number?
Yeah. Okay, I told them that I would, you know, that you guys would probably be calling them.
Uh-huh.
And so they said that's fine, and they were out guarding their goats.
Okay, well, we sure appreciate this.
Okay. Will you be calling them back?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm, bye.
We understand you saw something in the sky early this morning.
Yes, we did. Me and my husband both when we were out here in the country about 3:23 this morning.
Okay, I wonder if we could get a description right from the beginning.
Well, let my husband tell you, because he's the one that spotted it first.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, sir. This is UFO Reporting Center in Washington.
Yeah.
I wonder if we could get a description of exactly what you saw this morning.
All right. My wife and I was sitting out. We've had trouble with guys stealing goats.
Yes.
So we're sitting out there watching to try and catch them. And my boy runs one shift, we run another. Well, anyhow, I looked up, and I was looking toward the goat pens, and I noticed kind of a... almost a white light coming towards me going northeast, traveling.
Yes.
And it was traveling fast, real fast. And so I told my wife, look, look, you know. And so she looked up there, and she seen it all quite a ways, too. She could see it. And then when it got up about even with us, it didn't turn or anything, and it was about, I'd say, between a quarter and a half a mile away. And when it got up even with us, then there was a light blue light. And you could see the form of the thing. It was kind of oval. Well, it's hard to explain. It was even shape, but it was thicker in the center than it was on the outside.
Yes.
And it looked like little blue windows, little blue lights shining through windows in about the center of it. And not a sound.
Okay, now you could actually see the fuselage of an object itself?
I could see the black outline of it. Yeah, I don't know if my wife could.
Uh-huh.
She could see the lights and all, but she couldn't see the outline of the object, you know, itself.
Okay.
I could see the outline of it.
Okay, now would you say it was thicker in the center than at the ends?
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, would this be some form of a disc shape?
It looked like it could have been two plates together, more or less, to explain it over the phone.
Okay, and tapering on the ends.
Right.
Okay, did these little blue lights, were they around the circumference of the eye?
They were right around the middle, as near as I could tell, about the center of it.
Uh-huh. And they went all the way around that you could see?
When it got up sideways, they looked clear across it. I could see it looked like little windows. It looked like little windows with a blue light in behind it.
Okay. Now, which direction were you looking when you first saw that light?
I was looking, let's see, it was going northeast. I was looking south.
Due south.
Right.
And this thing was coming up from the southwest it, then?
Yes, it came from the south and going north.
Okay.
Or northeast, I should say.
Okay. Now, did it come close to coming actually overhead?
No, it was to the side of me, about a quarter of a mile.
And that would still be to the south of you or to the southeast of you?
It would be southeast, yeah.
Okay.
There was a little Piper Cub came over about, I'll say an hour earlier or an hour later, was it? Later.
It was earlier.
Was it earlier?
Yeah.
There was a little Piper Cub come over earlier, and I could see the lights blinking on it, and I could identify it easy, and that thing was closer. It was closer than that plane was.
Uh-huh.
So it was fairly close.
Okay, now, as it passed over your area, did you notice any change of speed?
No, it was just traveling enormously fast.
And did you watch this until it went out of sight in the distance?
I tried to watch it, but after it, there was some trees in the way, and when it got behind those trees, then I turned and looked, and I never could see it again.
Okay.
It was moving awful fast.
Yeah, do you have any estimate of altitude?
Yes. I can guess pretty good on speeds and altitude and stuff like that.
Okay, how high would you say it was off the ground?
I would say it was probably a little over a quarter of a mile, but not a half a mile.
Okay. Now, how about distance from you?
Distance from me, it was about a half a mile.
Okay. Any estimate of size? Can you compare it with anything?
Well, with airplane and comparing it and an airplane, it looked to be about twice the size of a Piper Cub.
Okay.
Or maybe a little larger than that.
Okay. Now, you didn't see any other lights on it other than the blue?
When it faced us coming to us, the light was almost white.
Okay.
Then when it got up even with us, it was blue.
Okay, all blue. In other words, was this object, other than those blue lights, was the object surrounded by any kind of a halo of light?
No. No other lights on it except the blue lights when it turned sideways with me.
Then all you could see was that dark hulk.
That's all. Just the dark outline of it and then the blue lights around it.
Okay.
About the center.
And did you hear a sound?
No sound.
Okay, did this have any effect on your farm animals?
I couldn't see the farm animals. From where I was just watching the area.
Okay,
but... I didn't get close enough, and it was, 3:23 this morning.
Right.
And it was dark, so we're just watching for somebody to drive in and try to steal the goats, see?
Yes.
They've stole them twice already, and so we just sit back and watch for lights. So we're back... I was probably pretty near as far from the goats as I was the object that went over.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But it definitely was something like that because it didn't make any sound, and it was traveling. I've been where jets went over at sound barrier, breaking the sound barrier, and it was traveling almost twice that fast. It was going enormously fast.
Okay, how are the sky conditions?
Clear.
Clear at the time.
Clear. No fog, no clouds, no nothing. Stars were shining all over.
Okay, when you first saw that light and it was heading northeast, did it maintain a straight course?
Yes.
Okay.
It didn't vary at all. It looked like it just as straight as a shot.
Did it appear to you as though it was traveling in a horizontal flight path?
You mean up or down?
Level.
It was going level, yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. And did anything else occur after this went out of sight? Did anything strange occur in the area?
No, I kept looking and everything, and I had my window down in the truck. I wasn't looking through a window or anything. I was looking right out at it. And I didn't hear or see anything after that.
Okay. Did this light, as it was approaching you, appear to light up the sky or light up the...
No, it didn't, shine like a beam or anything like that. It was just like a white light, but it didn't throw any light out from it.
Okay. So at about 3:23.
Yes, it was that time. Not about.
Exactly. Okay.
Yes. And we'll be out there again in the morning. If it comes by, I'll see it again. We're going to be out there every night because we're trying to catch these guys. They've got away with about $1,000 worth of goats in a month. I'd just like to know if anybody else seen it, but my wife and I both seen it. We know for sure that it went by there.
Okay, now when, as this was coming in from the southwest, would you say that it was coming in possibly from the ocean area?
Well, as fast as it was going, I would say it had to because, you see, we're not so far from the ocean here. And as fast as it was going, I don't think it could turn in that distance.
Right.
Unless it stopped, or unless it was stopped and just took off and could gain that much speed.
Uh-huh.
But it definitely came from that way.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you again.
All righty.
Good night.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Goodbye.
Bye.